Good News Clips, Session Number 9. The Replacement Therapy Series continues with anger, or perhaps we should call it anger management. Our first responsibility is to not be so easily offended. And when we are angered or rubbed the wrong way, we must develop an immediate and reflexive response to forgive. At ECCL.org, we have posted a very short article entitled Forgive and Reflect. In addition to promoting the concept of immediately forgiving, we also suggest that we take the opportunity when we are angered or offended to consider how we might be doing a similar thing to other people, or, more importantly, to our Creator God. In this reflection, we can seize an opportunity to pull the splinter out of our own eyes, so to speak. This ties in well with the hypocrisy that we were speaking of in the previous session. Returning to the left column and anger, you'll note that we've also listed resentment and bitterness. Unfortunately, when we don't seize the opportunity to immediately forgive, we have opened the door wide open for a chronic type of anger that endures. And it can easily separate us from each other and separate us from our Creator God. We should consider how God has forgiven us of our sins, and released us of a death penalty. So how in the world can we feel justified in not forgiving others who have offended us? Well, of course, Satan would like us to pull upon ourselves a type of vanity, some sort of entitlement of being angry. Of course, we can be angered. We just spoke how Christ was angered by the hypocrisy of some of those around him. We are taught not to let our anger continue on past sundown. In other words, continuing into our sleep into the next day. We absolutely must seize the opportunity to immediately forgive. We should be reflecting on how we might be doing something similar to others or our God. And in this way, we can move towards doing what God also promises for us, and that is to forget.